Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbill. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for.
Pittsburgh Johnson. Panthers is what it stands for today. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, a French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack in the house. And over there, driving his brand new silver Kia, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews in the house. And together, we make up the Morning Shift, the greatest sports talk radio show in the history of morning sports talk shows in Atlanta.
We were coming in this morning, and I happened to walk in at the same time as Bo. And he goes, hey, is that Dylan's new car? And what sports car was driving by at the time?
A red Mustang. And Allie's like,
what?
Maybe. I don't know. I
mean, ragtop Mustang.
She's like, that'd be a surprise.
I can see it.
Meanwhile, it's like, you know, Dylan's supposed to be on the air, right? I think he's about to like literally turn his mic on.
My wife thinks it's hilarious that my mom used to drive a Mazda Miata. And like, keep in mind, it was like when I was in high school and used to have to ride with her. And I was a solid 6'4", like 230 at the time. And my feet didn't even touch the ground because my knees were on the dashboard.
Oh,
so I think
goodness.
When you talk about Mustang, that's probably obviously bigger than a Miata, but I still think Dylan's way too tall for a Mustang.
No, Arch drives a Mustang.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, you can be tall and drive a Mustang.
I don't know, man. That's tight quarters.
No, you just
do it.
Dude, you just scoot the seat back. I mean, it's not like the seat's it's not a race car where the seat is set at a certain spot.
I used to drive the Ford Ranger, the extended cab, when I was in high school, and I would pull up to red lights and my seat would be so far back that people would look at me like, is there anybody in that car?
Oh my goodness.
Because I would be literally looking at them through the back window of the extended cab.
I would just like to put out there that it was 13 months to the day that this whole fiasco started. 13 months to today, to the day.
I'm happy for you that it's resolved. I'm happy that you got a good vehicle that fits you, that you like already, because it's a newer version of what you had. That's cool. I like the color too. So good for you, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I know it felt good riding in today.
Yeah, it did.
I know it did.
It was like the start of a new era.
Does it have that good smell in it still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bought my new car last week. I was like, man, I miss that smell. It's been so long since I've had that smell in my life.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was, but I don't know what you just said to me, but I think Bo just shot him.
I was just trying to see where, you know, what Kia dealership you went to, Dylan.
Oh, my bad. It was like a Japanese movie, and it was like the words. Like, I saw his mouth moving, but no words came out. I'm sorry.
Like when they dubbed it? Yeah,
they dubbed it.
That's the way I watched it.
But anywho, it was, it was September 12th when I first got in the accident on my way to work. And on November 12th of 2025.
It was September 12th?
It was September 12th, 2024. And so now today's November 12th, so that's 13 months.
That would be 14 months.
That would be 14 months.
Oh, I forgot about October. Man.
Well, but I'm
been a long time coming.
Yeah, long time coming.
I'm glad you got it wrapped up in a timely manner.
That's why I asked you twice. It was September.
I swear, Allie's just taking October. It's taking everything Allie has right now to not be like, there's some life lessons in there, Dylan. I hope you learned a couple things.
No,
in the last
14
months.
There are definitely some life lessons in there that are not going to be forgotten.
It happens, man.
Anyways.
Well, we're going to get to the headlines in a moment, but I want to go ahead and give you a question for Which One Wednesday. You can weigh in on Twitter right now. Mike and Bo, you're going to have to bite your tongues. You cannot answer this yet. We're not handling this until 7:40, but you can go ahead and debate on Twitter or X, whatever you call it. If you could only have one, which Falcon would you rather sign to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London?
Woof.
I'm protesting that question.
Woof.
Nope.
I refuse to answer it.
The thought of not having either one of that. Yeah, okay, you're right. We'll punt. I won't answer it till later.
You can only have one. We'll answer it at 7:40. Of course, you can weigh in at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. Now, here are the headlines since we last got to chat. Braves announced their entire 2026 coaching staff. Walt Weiss will have 8 newcomers on his 10-person staff. They are keeping hitting coach Tim Hyers and Eddie Perez is the other returning coach. The Jags will be without Travis Hunter the rest of the season. He is undergoing surgery to repair the LCL in his right knee. The second round of college football rankings have been released. The top 5 teams remain unchanged. It's Georgia at 5, Alabama, Texas A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State at number 1.
Wow.
Were you guys surprised that there was no movement on that at all?
I'm not surprised. No, I do still think the Texas A&M deserves to probably, you know, crack the top 2 when you look at the resume and everything they've been able to do. But no, I'm not surprised because a lot of times they will stay status quo when it comes to some of these things. And they're doing is setting themselves up. We talked about it before. They know that Texas A&M is going to get a shot to bolster their resume here over the last couple of weeks of the season. And they know that Texas A&M has to play Texas and eventually an SEC title game. And so they're like, yeah, we have no reason to move them up at this point. So was I shocked? Absolutely not. Do I believe they should be number 1? Absolutely. I do.
I'm with Mike on all of that. It's one of the reasons why a lot of what I try to tell people all the time is what a lot of things this committee, each committee does, is they set themselves up. They normally, I think they've misstepped here and there before, but they normally set themselves up to justify leaving someone out and having someone in. It's all the whole thing is a justification. You know, the fact that Notre Dame was always in the top 12 was justification that when Notre Dame wins out, they're in no matter what. That was always the thing. You look at Vanderbilt where they're at. I'm not sure if there's a way that they get in, but Oklahoma being right behind Texas, if Texas loses again and kind of falls out,
yeah,
just because Oklahoma's already in there, Texas beat them obviously, so they have to be one spot behind. But they're gonna kind of force their way in now. Oklahoma's got. They still got a matchup, if I'm not mistaken, with Alabama and Tuscaloosa.
It's this weekend.
Yeah, so
go time.
That also helps bolster Alabama. And if Alabama was to win out, the problem for me is if Alabama wins out, they got to play in the SEC title game.
I know, dude.
But the other thing I would say is if Alabama was to beat Oklahoma and then stumble, it allows them to be high up, as high up as they want them. I think because I personally think that most of these people out here in the committee especially thinks Alabama's one of the four, truly believes Alabama's one of the 4 best teams. And they've played like it since the Florida State game. They've earned where they're at. But you look at it, and I remember I was sitting there last night, and I was looking at the standings, Allie, and I go, man, it's Big Ten heavy. Because you look at 1 and 2, and then I go, oh, wait, SEC, 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 Big 12, SEC. And then you realize it's actually SEC heavy in the top 7.
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about it. It is interesting to me, of note, that Texas Tech did jump Ole Miss, which I thought was kind of interesting, you know, because Ole Miss, they don't really have anything left on the schedule. They're probably not going to make it to Atlanta. And so when you look at it from that aspect, you're like, oh, man, that's a slippery slope. But I think that they're kind of locked in at this point, if I'm not mistaken. I think that one of the more interesting things is when you slide back and you look at Miami over Georgia Tech, right? I think that because Miami really doesn't have many paths to the title game, to the ACC title game. But Georgia Tech does, and I think that that's really interesting to kind of look at it from that perspective. When you talk about Georgia Tech, and the you know they've got obviously the Pitt game, and that's why I said Pittsburgh Panthers, and we'll talk about that probably later. Pittsburgh Panthers hold the key to this entire ordeal in the ACC and really the back end of the playoff. Pittsburgh's next three games, do you know what their schedule is? They play Notre Dame. They play Miami, or they play Georgia Tech first, and then they play Miami.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So look at BYU and Utah sitting there and where they're at 12 and 13. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I have no clue who – Texas Tech, yes, but I don't know who else would be in line for the Big 12 title game if Utah is in that, because they're in there now. So I don't know how that plays out.
I think as it stands right now, it's a rematch with BYU.
So – anyway, like part of that is if you know when those teams stumble, then you're going to see if Miami keeps winning, they're going to creep their way right there where they could find themselves kind of sitting right at a 13, a 12 spot.
I think that there's a lot to be said. This is like the age old debate, is it not? Miami versus Notre Dame. Like this is that to me, that is everything right and or wrong with the College Football Playoff Selection Committee is Miami matched up with Notre Dame head-to-head. When you look at the resumes, Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head, but their two losses are abysmal compared to Notre Dame's.
Well, and they're so far behind Notre Dame. To me, I don't see how they catch Notre Dame.
But should it be that way with the head-to-head win and both have two losses? That's really where the frustration comes.
I do think
that there's some there. They're both going to have a common opponent in Pitt here.
If they were, if Notre Dame was at 12 and Miami was at 13, then yes, I think that should have some weight. But the fact that they're 9 and Miami's 15, based on Miami's, who's Miami played other than Notre Dame?
Yeah, that's why I think that Pitt is going to have some weight in all of this. Because they play, like I said, Notre Dame this weekend, they play Miami to finish the year. You're going to look at it and go,
But here's the thing. If Pitt loses the next two games and Miami plays, what is that? Is that a four-loss Pitt team at that point? Or a three-loss? I can't remember if Pitt's got one or two. I have to check.
I think it's two.
I feel like they've got two. That'd be a four-loss Pitt team. That win is not the same for Miami. It's not going to help Miami. It's just not.
Not enough.
And Notre Dame's already Notre Dame's already where they're at. Like that's what I'm saying. Notre Dame wins out, they're absolutely guaranteed in.
But this all goes back to the fact that yesterday when they bracketed the whole rankings, who did they have as the ACC champ? They had Miami. And I don't know like what's the purpose of us doing that? Miami's path to the ACC championship game is so far down on the spectrum of things that could possibly happen. I think if you line up, I think they have like the top six scenarios, I think they have one of them that could happen that they would get into the championship.
Georgia Tech has the best percentage to make it. I think
they got the cleanest path.
Was it 56? I think it was 56 or 65-1. But right now the basis for prognosis is that they have like 56% chance to win it. Like they're the biggest favorite as far as to make it there. But it's all. And their reasoning for losing, knocking Tech down two spots was their performance 2 weeks ago against NC State.
Yeah.
The problem for me is that they said they were dominated on both sides of the football. I don't believe that they were dominated. Haynes King had over 500 yards of offense, and they scored 36 points. They were dominated. Their defense was pathetic, and they were dominated on defense, but offensively they went out and scored points against NC State. So that just sounds like you didn't really watch the game, which I struggle with. But is the Big 12 going to get two teams in if Texas Tech loses in the Big 12 title game? Because being at 7 or at 6, and if they win out into there, that's what it tells me.
I think the more likely scenario is that BYU loses a very close game to Texas Tech. Texas gets the automatic bid for being the Big 12 champ. And then BYU, you're like, dude, they've lost to the same team. One was a blowout, one was a tight one. Like, I think they could skirt in on that. I think that's definitely a scenario.
I just think them being at 12 doesn't help that.
They tumbled.
Well, we're going to dive into this more at 6:40 along with some other college football headlines. But coming up, it is time to look towards Sunday. Falcons defense against the Panthers offense. How does it line up? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yep. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It's 6:23. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're about to talk about the Falcons defense against the Panthers offense. But guys, something pretty incredible has landed on the Georgia Tech campus. Did you happen to see this yesterday?
No.
They are the first college campus to get a Chick-fil-A vending machine.
Stop it.
Yeah. It only has refrigerated items, but it's a Chick-fil-A vending machine.
Only has refrigerated items?
Like the wraps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to be printing money.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, trying to think. Chick-fil-A probably is up there, but what other food place would I like to have a vending machine?
Right?
Oh, man. I can name off a bunch of them, especially refrigerated stuff.
And it's just a test right now. They've got one there, and then they've got another one at the Children's Hospital of Georgia in Augusta. But right now, it's only refrigerated stuff, yes, and it is still closed on Sundays.
No way.
Yeah. That's
no
hard.
Way.
Because it's got to be fresh.
Yeah. Somebody's got to stock that thing, man.
Touché.
I don't want to give out like company secrets, but they might be closed on Sunday. But they do a lot. They have meetings on Sundays and stuff too, like store meetings and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to somebody years ago that worked at a Chick-fil-A, and I was like,
I was gonna say, was his name Hudson?
No, I don't. He's not managing a store. I can go ahead and tell you that. I talked to him. He actually lives in my neighborhood. I talked to him the other day, and he's not managing a store now.
Yeah, no, I think that's interesting. Like I the first thing that popped in my head, y'all ever did Nukes? Nukes?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I would crush a Nukes vending machine. They have that little grab and go on the side. Best salads. Oh, man.
If there was like a Mexican restaurant vending machine, like if I could just go get guac and chips.
What? Yeah.
That'd be so good.
I mean? Well, that's called
just rock out a quesadilla.
That's called a grocery store.
No, no, but it's so much better. Like Chipotle, you know, their guac is so good. If there's like a Chipotle vending machine, I could just grab that.
Yeah. I can understand
that. Like guac to go?
No, I see what you're saying, but I mean.
I understand that.
I'll bring you some Cancun's guac. How about that?
Having the Chick-fil-A vending machine is clutch, though, because their spicy chicken wrap, whatever. Mm. I forgot exactly what it's called. Oh, it's so good.
I actually got beef with Chick-fil-A right now.
Oh. No pun intended there. Right, yeah.
No,
Chick-fil-A can't have beef with you.
Well, Amy went by there yesterday to grab lunch, and I got something, and I got home, I looked in the bag, and I said, hey, where are my fries at?
Oh, that's on you.
What?
And it's not on me. She was like, they're not in there. And
Chick-fil-A
go, no.
Chick-fil-A never messes up orders.
Yeah, I know. I was disappointed. My heart broke.
Wait, how's that on him?
Because you got to check.
I don't ever check at Chick-fil-A.
First off, I didn't go through the drive-thru, so it's not on me. So you just basically blamed Amy. I'll tell her you said that.
I think everybody needs to check. You can't get home.
I'm not checking at Chick-fil-A.
But you can't get home and something's missing and you're like, oh, I'm upset. Because you got to check before you leave.
Oh, wait. Y'all just told me. Y'all judge me. I know we got to move on. Y'all judged me the other day because I take a little bit of extra time to order. But you sit in the drive-thru and check?
Not in
after
anyone.
The window?
No, not the window. Like, you pull up a little bit.
Well, no.
Check.
Yeah, you pull
not
up.
In anyone's
Hold
way.
On. What? But... No, if you're going to check, you don't move because now you got to go all the way back around
at
Chick-fil-A.
You walk back in.
That's too long.
Yeah, I'll go back in. But it's normally right. So it's an anomaly if something's wrong.
Exactly. That's why we didn't check. Chick-fil-A's like 99 out of 100. So that was the 100th time, I guess.
So said he's got beef.
Let's move to some guys that do work on Sundays. Let's talk about the Falcons-Panthers game. It's the second time they are meeting up this season. Where are you guys seeing some matchups between our defense and the Panthers offense that has your eyebrows raised a little bit?
Well, first and foremost, I thought it was interesting, Bo and I watching the tape this morning, how much 12 personnel they utilize. I don't remember from the first matchup them using a huge amount of 12 personnel, and I know they've got some tight ends they believe in, but they really were trying to spread New Orleans out defensively and attack their spreads, basically try to create a four-man front. Even when New Orleans went to a five-man front, they still did that, which is exactly what San Francisco did to us just a few weeks back, and it worked really, really well. They attacked the C-gaps on us, off tackle, you know, fold blocks by the tight ends and the tackles and everything else, and they, you know, tried to – basically, we said, you're not going to run in the B-gaps, and they didn't. They were like, hey, we're just going to run off tackle, create these double teams and drive. So I thought just structurally what they were trying to get accomplished is something they will definitely attempt against us as well.
I like the – they had a play built in there with – I don't know what down it was, but it was only like 3 or 4 yards to go, and they had – they had Rico out wide, and he was the only guy to the right side. They bring him back into the backfield, which is something we've seen Bijan do a lot of. And they did a zone read, and because the edge crashed and basically pinned himself inside by crashing, Bryce Young kept it and ran for about 7 yards, walked right out of bounds. That worries me a little bit because we tend to get pinned inside on run plays and we kind of get over-aggressive. We tend to crash is what we do a lot of, Mike. James Pearson, Billy Bowman did it on that touchdown, that Jonathan Taylor, that 83-yarder.
That's fair.
That worried me a little bit. The key to Carolina's offense is Rico Dowdle. That's what they want to go through him right now. It takes pressure off Bryce Young. It just kind of sets everything up. We didn't allow them to really go. In fact, Chuba Hubbard outran Rico Dowdle in week three when we played them. Their offensive numbers weren't much different against us than they were last week in a 17-7 loss against New Orleans. Bryce Young, in fact, was almost identical. He threw for 3 more yards and 1 more completion, I believe, against us, and he did New Orleans last week, and they won 30-0.
Yeah, I was watching this tape, and you guys will understand this. I'm sitting there looking at it going, first of all, I can't believe we lost this game in week 3.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot believe. And they've done some good things. Don't get me wrong. Panthers, to me, are one of the more improved teams on the peripheral because they don't structurally do a lot, but they've gone out and won some games in a very unconventional fashion, just like the way they beat us so handily. But I also think that if we were sitting here at 4-5, The conversation around this team, this coaching staff, probably feels a little bit different. Probably not a ton, but you beat Carolina, and it's like, well, you know, you've played some good teams recently. And you look at the Carolina-Miami, and you're like, dude, those were some bad losses, man. Some bad ones.
They were bad losses, Allie, no matter the score. But then you read the score, and you go, what the hell?
What the hell happened?
Like, it goes from bad to brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody – Mike's 100% accurate. Throw those two games out. No one would have been upset if you lost in overtime to 8-2 Indy and by a missed extra point to – is it now 8-2 New England or 7-2 New England? No one would be upset. They would say, hey, you played two of the best teams in the AFC and in the NFL, and it came down to overtime and a missed extra point. You did –
Look,
that happens.
And I had this conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday. He's a Falcons fan. And he was like, you know what? I think after this game this weekend, I want Raheem fired. And I was like, well, that means you wanted him fired a week ago. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want, it's the number, you don't play the number one seed into overtime and think, yep, that's not the guy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's just be real here. Yeah. You wanted him fired a week ago, if not 2 weeks ago, if that's exactly how you feel coming off the game this weekend. Look, and I'm not here to tell you whether or not you should feel that way about Raheem. That's a conversation that maybe we can get into throughout the show. But I just think that is funny that it's just really, it's not the New England game and it's not the Indy game. It's the Miami game and the Carolina game. And they've got to go out and absolutely deal with business this weekend.
But we saw the Saints send some pressure packages against Bryce Young that he looked baffled by and just kind of, and I don't want to I'm not saying he was necessarily confused, but he hesitated, didn't get out of the pocket, and then it came crashing down. Is it wrong of me to think that if I know they're going to want to go establish the run game, but the first chance I get to hit him in the mouth, I want to hit him in the mouth where he thinks about it the rest of the game. I'm not saying go hurt him. Don't get me. That's not what I'm saying. But the point is to rattle him a little bit, because the last two times you've played him, he's been allowed to get comfortable. And again, I don't think he played great in week three, but early in the game he played comfortable enough to do some stuff. And then the short field opportunities came along, and really he didn't have to do too much. But I don't want him being comfortable. I don't need to see him acting like he's better than he is and thinking he's better than he is. I want to hit him in the mouth immediately.
That's the end of the season last year talking to you, I think. I mean, that's the
NOLA pass. It definitely is. No, it definitely is.
Because I don't think I didn't look at him just in week three and think, oh, Bryce Young tore us up. You know, you're like, eh.
But he looked comfortable early in the game when they made some stuff happen. And as the game went on, I felt we it came back a little bit.
Yeah, and the interesting part of it is, and I think this is what Panthers fans struggle with so much with Bryce Young. We talk about Michael Penix, and we're like, what, 10 or 11 starts into this, and people are, hey, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? They're still having that conversation about Bryce in Carolina, and you're on, year three of Bryce, and you're also on year two of Dave Canales, who is his offensive coordinator and his offensive play caller, who, as we all know, turned around Baker Mayfield in Tampa and did a lot of good things. So the answers should be there for Bryce Young against zero blitzes, against guys bailing, against whatever else. Structurally, something's wrong with that offense when you see him get a couple of A-gap blitzers and he's getting hit in the mouth. It's like, y'all didn't have a better answer for that? Like, that's what it came down to, where Leggett's running a 15-yard post. Like, I don't think that was the one. I don't think that's what y'all tried to go with. So, yeah, hopefully we can capitalize on some of that stuff. But, again, this Carolina Panthers team's scrappy, dude. They are.
They are. Jalen, we'll find out this afternoon about, the health of the – who's healthy, who's not. I mean, Jalen Walker, knock on wood, Dylan, seemingly is healthy right now.
Make that man get up right now. Could have held that one
and
in.
So with him and James Parrish are starting to kind of get some – they got a feel going now. They're making plays 2 weeks in a row that one of them's had a strip sack and the others recovered it. So I'd like to think we can kind of continue this defensive pressure momentum that we have. And no, it hasn't led to wins, but doesn't mean it can't this week. I mean, you got 13 sacks in the last two games and four turnovers forces the defense. That should be, if your offense would have played any complimentary football, you'd be 2-0 the last 2 weeks.
Well, we are going to continue this conversation at 7 o'clock. I do want to remind you, we have a Which One Wednesday posted up on Twitter. If you could only have one, which would you rather sign to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London? You can make your voice heard at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter, X, whichever you prefer. And we'll handle that question at 7:40 tomorrow. Join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta. They'll be getting ready for the Thursday night pro football game while enjoying Miller Lite specials. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Joe's Sports Bar on Jones Bridge Road in Alpharetta. Coming up, we're going to get into these college football playoff rankings, and we've got my Mac drop. A coach at Baylor has a brand new family member that she didn't ask for. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 6:43. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. And the second round of college football playoff rankings have been released. The top five teams, they have not changed. It's Georgia at 5, Alabama, Texas A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State at number 1.
It's all a guessing game until championship weekend. You know what I mean? Just like, we don't know. And that's the beauty of college football. You really don't know how it's all going to pan out, man. It is what it is. Everybody's got everything left in front of them for the most part in that top, what, 13?
I'd say top 15.
Well, I stopped there because 16. I don't think that Vanderbilt's got a path to an SEC championship, and I don't think Miami's got a path to an ACC championship. So that's they're all kind of set in stone there.
Well, but I think Georgia Tech does, and so it just shows me that they're stumbling. Those teams are – you know, might have a chance to jump someone. Look, none of it, people get upset. And I think there's less of it than overall, but, you know, I'm sure there's a Georgia fan probably, why are we 5? You know, look how good we looked last week. And it's like, well, you should be 5 because you did lose to Alabama. I mean, there might be an Ole Miss fan that thinks they should be ahead of Texas Tech. None of it matters. None of it. Look, the only thing that matters is being in it. Just get in it and then do your thing.
UNC's Bill Belichick says he is not open to this Giants job.
Yeah, getting ready for Wake Forest. That's all I got this week.
Has anyone asked you, or the players or recruits want to know about your future?
I mean, I've been asked about it from time to time, but yeah, I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team. And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
That's actually more than I thought he was going to give you when that question flew out. I thought he would just stop at focus on Wake Forest. That's it. Like, right. I thought that's what you were going to get from him. He did the fact that he did say that he's been asked about it from time to time, you're like, all right, man. Yeah, I mean, sure you have, and I'm sure you've made phone calls. I'm sure you want to get back in the NFL.
Does it not sound like influencers on Instagram that are like, some people have asked me what I'm wearing today. Just so you know, it's this link
right
where you can buy it, and
dude,
I get a commission.
I have to have a longer conversation with you, and it might have to be offline about this, but I've got like 3 or 4 buddies whose wives have suddenly decided to start doing that. And I'm like, man, I just don't know how I feel about this. You know what I mean? Like, no, I didn't want to know what's your outfit, you know, outfit of the day. But it's neither here nor there.
Oh, OTD?
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag. I'm like, can you start another account for that? Like, I don't want to, like, I hate to have to mute you, but it is what it is.
I just wish Belichick would have answered it honestly and said, I mean, why the hell did they hire me to coach Jackson Dart? You see what I did to Mac Jones? We're worried about Wake Forest.
I do, and I know you're being funny, but I do think that they need to have an offensive coach for that team.
I don't care who they hire, as long as they don't hire a guy that's going to let Matt Patricia think that that's okay to coach offense. Then that he ruined Mac Jones. Honestly, I think Mac Jones should have sued Bill Belichick. seriously, I think he should have sued him.
Yeah, he did, dude. He's talking about screwing the pooch, man.
For lost earnings or whatever. He literally took him and broke him.
Not to go down this road, though, and let me just ask you before we move on. Do you think Josh McDaniels is going to get another head job at some point in his life?
No, I think I'm going to take the job in Indy and then just literally say no.
Bail on it.
I think that was it for him.
That's tough, man.
I'm not sure if he wants to. Think about it this way. Josh McDaniels has been in New England for how many years now?
Long time.
So he got fired in Denver in
10 or 11.
It was 10. It was 10.
I thought 10 was the year they won the playoff game.
He was pretty sure he was not. That was Mike Fox.
No one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, it wasn't, because that was my draft year, and I went on a visit to Josh McDaniels.
Well, he drafted Tebow in 9 after the 9 season. That was 10.
Correct.
So then 11 was the playoff win. But he got fired in the middle of that Tebow's rookie year, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check it, because I thought 9 was his first year there. Anyways, the point is that he was in New England that entire time, took the job in Indy, and then bailed and went back to never left New England. His whole life has been in New England for the last how many years? His kid's been there. Why wouldn't you just want to stay the OC and just do
it? I would. That's exactly what I would
do. Make a couple million dollars a year.
It can't suck that bad to work for Mike Vrabel. Like, I'd be fine. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there. We're doing college football.
He might have been a coach on the staff when Vrabel was playing.
I'm sure he was. I'm positive, yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah, he was fired in the middle of the 10th season.
There you go.
UGA is taking on Texas this weekend in Athens. Kirby Smart talked about Arch Manning's development.
His recruitment was based on he's athletic, he's fast, he's tall, he's intelligent, he's got composure, he's got arm. I mean, he can do it all. He can run the ball, he can throw the ball. In this day and age, you got to have a quarterback that can do both. He can, and I think he's got great composure. You know, he's not really affected by many things.
Boy, these days, you got to have a quarterback that can do both, and he can. Oh, man, I would take Kirby as the Falcons coach, but that's another conversation for another day.
Not
to throw a grenade in there.
No, I doubt it. I don't – no.
With recruiting the way it is, I don't know. Like I said, another conversation.
I tend to think Kirby will walk into the sunset with the kind of money he's been able to make.
That's true.
Afterwards.
I don't know if the NFL would match what he's making at Georgia.
Well, I'll give him a round of applause when he does.
Dang, she time-outed him. I think it's I don't know. Like, Arch Manning, to me, his play has looked so much better the last couple of weeks, and it hasn't always, like, come out on the field the way that they've been playing. But he's been dicing it up pretty good, man. He's one of the most improved players in college football at this point for me. I mean, he's obviously not a Heisman candidate, but he's the kind of guy that I think will be back next year, and he'll have a good season.
And number 11, Oklahoma, is taking on number 4, Alabama.
Woof. Don't like it. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. This Bama run game has been absolutely brutal over the last couple of weeks, and that's with a healthy Jam Miller and this offensive line that should be developing. Oklahoma is probably the best D line in the SEC. They are.
Arguably.
I mean, when you look at what Brent Venables did to this team last year, and I know that was Jalen Milroe. They did not have Ty Simpson playing, but I think this is a bad matchup for Alabama. In Tuscaloosa, thank goodness, but I think it's a bad matchup for Alabama.
Yeah, this is why all the talk in the offseason about firing Venables was just dumb, and it was said by – do you ever notice there's a thing with people that want coaches fired constantly? They're always saying, fire the coach. That's all they know to scream.
So the women's basketball coach for Baylor, Nikki Collin, unexpectedly has a brand new family member that she was not – had no idea this was going to happen.
Is this a 23andMe kind of thing? Or
nope.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Last week, so Coach Collin was driving home. She kept hearing meowing coming from her car.
No.
And she doesn't have a cat. So she's thinking like, okay, I'm hearing something. Someone's coming through on the radio. A producer's playing some audio that they're not supposed to be playing like in the radio or something. Mm. Who knows? But when she got home, she was like, I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. She grabbed her son, Connor, had him come check out. And he was like, no, I hear the meowing too.
Wow.
I hear it. So what they did was they took off the front driver's side wheel, and behind the fender cap was a four-week-old kitten. What are the chances of survival of a four-week-old kitten?
That is very slim, first and foremost. I heard of like snakes in this kind of instance, but never a kitten.
A little itty-bitty little kitty.
Yeah, I've heard of cats getting up in cars before.
Yeah.
Sometimes it ends
me
badly.
Too, it's not a kitten. That's crazy.
Well, it probably got scared. Had nowhere to go.
It probably wanted to get warm.
Yeah. Well, is it, you said Baylor, right?
Yeah, Baylor.
Is it cold in Waco these days? Is it already cold?
I don't know. I think it was cold everywhere over the weekend.
Right. I remember seeing the huge national map that just said it was cold everywhere.
Well, that might have been it then. I'm just surprised they didn't do that much work to get the cat out.
Well,
that's a good point.
Coach Colin took it back. She took it back to the area where she thought she knew where the mother was, and the mother like did not accept the cat back, the little kitty. So she's like, I'm not going to take this thing to a shelter. I'm just going to keep this cat. And so like Saturday night, she's at the grocery store buying milk for a little kitten.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the deal.
This is my nightmare.
I am not a cat person. They scare me. However, if a little four-week-old kitten is in your tire or in your car behind the fender cap, are you keeping it?
No, I'm not.
No?
No. I'm not a cat person either, man. Like, I'm just not. I don't judge people that are, but it's just not my cup of tea. Dylan strikes me as a cat person.
Well, we do have a cat person on this. We have cat people on this radio station. I'm not one of them. However, if a cat made it in the way to my fender well, I would just think that it was meant to be.
Right.
And I'm like, well, this is going to be, you know, like you got to adapt to us, but yeah, I would keep it.
We were really close to getting another dog the other day.
No way.
Yeah. My wife hit me up and she was like, hey, look at this puppy. Needs a home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, we could talk about it when we get home. And then she hits me back like an hour later. She's like, yeah, they're asking $1,200 for it. And I was like, what?
It needs a home, huh?
It needs a home.
It needs a home so bad.
For $1,200, I guarantee it needs a home.
Wow.
She just got it through the grapevine, through the picture. And it was a very unique looking dog. It was like kind of a long haired wiener dog kind of looking thing.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
$1,200 for a wiener dog.
I know. It was like a designer dog. I don't know.
Dude, when you started that store and you're like, oh, it needs a home, I was like,
I know.
I was like, hey, man.
Well, that's how we got our dog now.
But I was about to just like come at you. I was like, dude, first off, you're not going to keep a kitten that's in your fender well. And now you're like, there was this desperate dog needed a home. And you're just like, no.
That's how we got the dog we have now. Our dog, Charlie, who's 7 or 8 at this point, he got hit by a car and a police officer found him. And then like a family we know was rehabbing him. He had like surgery. He has his arm shaved for his IV. And like they sent us a picture. And went, take him. We'll take him. We'll take him.
Oh my God.
I would definitely keep the cat if I was a bachelor. However, Simone would not let me keep the cat because she is also not a cat person. I'm just an animal lover. I don't really rock with is snakes, but like,
That's not an animal. That's the devil. I'm not a snake guy either.
Hey, I'm with you on that. If I had the means to keep an otter, I would have a pet otter because they're so cute.
Otters
I would
are
like.
Sick.
I want a red panda. Like red pandas are so cute, especially when they try to scare you. And they put their little paws up like Zoo. This.
My sister-in-law used to work at the Georgia Aquarium, and I have some stories about otters that you would not like, Dylan. I'll tell you off air.
Really? There's
otters little demons.
You
gotta
hide them from children at certain points in time.
I think there's otters at the zoo as well, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's at the aquarium and the zoo.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference in an otter and like a beaver?
Beavers have big tails and they chew on trees.
What otters do?
They just swim.
So what's the purpose of an otter in the world, the ecosystem? I mean, we know what beavers do.
I guess they keep the. I guess they help maybe
they
keep the
rivers.
Fish population down. Maybe otters eat fish.
I don't know.
So maybe
so do eagles and hawks and
that's true.
Lots of predators eat.
I don't
fish.
Know. Maybe they're just out there looking cute, vibing.
Well, if old anyone nice. Was curious, the kitten's name is now Sailor, after the Baylor logo.
Congratulations on your new home, Sailor.
Just to bring us back on.
Well, we wrapped a nice little bow on that one, didn't we?
Each Wednesday night, you can join Jamie and Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. Oh. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights, that's tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, We're going to get back into the conversation surrounding the Falcons' defense, the Panthers' offense. Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.